That's the fucking shit I be talking about. Half app. God damn it. Take one. That's the fucking shit I be talking about. Half podcasting ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on.
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, your face.
Shit. Yeah, okay, keeping that.
You
totally keeping that.
Are gonna be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to town. We're going to town. They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Social Nuisance Podcast. Yeah, so that was DMX, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I told you that I had this like DMX impersonation.
Oh, okay.
But then like mid doing it, I was like, I haven't done this since high school. I was like, when did that album come out? Because I used to walk around the hallways of high school.
Yeah.
You think this is a game?
Wait, you had like the puppy bark though every time?
Yeah, every time.
You couldn't do the DMX bark?
Yeah. What do you mean?
That's like a puppy bark.
No, dude.
That was like an arf.
Dude, DMX was the shit, dude.
Yeah, I know, but that's got a tribute like a dude, actual.
We're both we're
the depth.
We're nine. Yeah. That's the depth, bro.
It's a mean ass puppy.
We're 90s kids, dude. Didn't you want to live through DMX? Like smoking, drinking, yeah, fucking robbing.
That was my my tribute that I wrote for my post was that to us dorks, like he was like that gritty bravado, like just fucking dangerous guy that you wanted to have. You wanted to have that like that self-esteem when you walk into a room and like, oh shit, no one fucks with that guy.
Right?
And you thought you did because, you know, you thought you were a badass listening to DMX in your, you know, headphones, but you forget that you're wearing like a fucking Star Wars t-shirt and no one's taking you seriously.
I just always remember wanting to live like through him. Like, I want to rob people? I want to smoke crack, you know? It's like, you can't live like vicariously through Drake, right? Like, fucking crying all the time and like, I am Drake.
I am.
I don't need to live through him.
I've had enough of it. Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow and get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or shout out whatever you want just by dropping a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, the only man who has jurisdiction over the Dora Milaje. Motion.
The Dora of Menage?
The Dora Milaje.
Oh, dude. Imagine if there was a Dora of Menage.
So I asked you beforehand if you're keeping up with the Falcon and Winter Soldier on Disney Plus.
Absolutely, dude. How could I miss it? What's it about?
It's a Marvel show, so the continuation of my nerdiness, of my affinity for Marvel entertainment. And so at the end of the most recent Avengers movie, Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Captain America did his thing.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of picks up from there.
Okay.
Within this episode, spoiler alert, there's a new Captain America.
All right.
And in the movie
Is he Puerto Rican yet?
Not yet, almost. Okay. In the movie Black Panther, you know, his Royal Guard were those badass black chicks that had like the shaved heads and the spears. And I'm not sure if you've seen the movie. But
The girls from Set It Off.
Sure.
All right.
They were like the Royal Guard.
Okay.
And they were featured in a most recent episode and it went viral just for the fact that they just totally handed Captain America's ass to him.
What do you mean? They just fucked him up?
They fucked him up and it was beautiful to
watch. Dude, America loves watching white men get fucked up right now.
So yeah, so for those, I got to explain the joke. They were like, oh, Captain America was like, oh, you know, you guys don't have jurisdiction here. And they just fucked him up and they're like, the Dora Milaje have jurisdiction wherever Dora Milaje is.
I'm so like, it's, oh. I hear you saying it, but like, how do you, is Dora Milaje?
I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right, but committed. I'm committed and I'm confident and that's
I'm
my
good.
Final
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, so.
It's just when you said Dora Milaje, I thought it was like, when, like what's, like, never mind. That was, I keep thinking Milaje, but then you say Dora before, which is like,
Dora
I imagine
Explorer?
Dora's got to be a cock block. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, swiper, stop swiping. He's like, shut up, bitch.
So yeah, that was a joke. It was either that or the only man who knows the difference between a taser and a handgun, which I think is being, you know,
I've had them you both used on me.
I really liked Dora Milaje, though. I really liked
it. I love it, too.
It was a risk. It was a stretch. It was a reach. Some of y'all are probably laughing and appreciated
Here's my thing about the Marvel Universe. And it's the same way I feel about weed and video games.
Continue.
Right? Like,
I like where this is going.
I loved it in my youth. And I should still love it, but it's just gone so far on without me.
Oh, okay.
That I can't participate now.
I got off the train and I was like, where are you guys going? Yeah, like, we're still going.
Like, if I were to fucking hit weed now, I'd go brain dead for 72 to 600 hours.
Right.
All
right? Somewhere between.
If I play a video game now, like, the youngest, like, member of any family, whether it be, like, the 3-year-old niece or the 12-year-old little brother, beats the shit out of me in any game I play.
That makes sense.
And then the Marvel Universe, like, I was with Iron Man 1 and 2 and, like, those original Spider-Mans. And then it's so far out there now that I would need to smoke weed and then take those 600 hours to catch up.
With all the Marvel
movies. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay, well, at the very least, you know the difference between a taser and a handgun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you think 26 years of experience of playing with those items.
Yeah.
You would know the difference.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're saying 26 years of experience, I'm assuming you're meaning some sort of law enforcement. And maybe you only have 26 years of law enforcement experience.
Yeah.
But you have a lifetime of being one hand predominant.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your firearm is always on your predominant side.
Yeah.
If you're a lefty, your firearm's on the left. If you're right-handed, why don't they call them righties?
I don't know.
Anyways, if you're right-handed, your firearm's always on the right. So regardless as to how long you've been in law enforcement, you know which side your firearm is on.
Okay.
Now, are we talking about the story?
We are talking about Dante
Wright. Do the background
Wright.
On the story.
So Dante Wright was allegedly, accidentally shot by a 26-year veteran of the police force out nearby Minneapolis in Minnesota. And as of today, she's been charged with second-degree manslaughter for allegedly killing Dante Wright, who was only 20 years old and was trying to escape the police. And she yelled, taser, but she didn't use her taser. She shot him with a gun.
So she did yell taser, huh?
She yelled taser 3 times. She said, taser, 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 and then blasted him.
And was the firearm was in her hand that whole time.
The fire, that's what blew my mind. So I heard this story and I was like, okay, well, you know, clearly she yelled taser, 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 and then she grabbed the wrong gun and then she shot him. But then I saw the video and I was like, that gun was in your hand the whole time.
Yeah.
Pointed at him and like wrestling with him, but still had the gun in her right hand the whole time. Like, you had the handgun. It was a firearm. That was not your taser. I think during that amount of time, I don't know the exact amount of time, but during that amount of time and that skerfuffle, you would have noticed, I'm holding my gun right now.
Well, I want to be, let's play devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm already lined up for that.
Okay, cool. So in a struggle, I am totally accepting, and this is not me being devil's advocate, this is my authentic opinion, that whenever there's a struggle with an officer, that in that officer's head is, this could be my last struggle. For multiple reasons. One, I think they teach you that if somebody is willing to be physical with you, they're willing to kill you. Two,
okay.
If you get knocked out unconscious or that weapon
you lose possession of the weapon.
You lose possession of the weapon, that you're dead. That person's going to use the weapon to execute. Now, I have a feeling that 99% of struggles with officers are actually someone just trying to get free.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they want to end the officer's life. Now, I'm not... Okay, maybe less than 90%. Maybe 95%. I don't know. Maybe not 99%. But what I'm saying is...
Plus or minus margin of error. Got it.
4%. 4% plus or minus. But what I'm saying is that when an officer engages in a struggle, I am with them. I understand their perspective on that this could be life or death.
Because
even though it may not be most of the time, as we declared.
Sure.
You ever take 4%?
Yep.
It totally could be every time.
Yep.
So I'm with that
mentality.
Thank you.
Yep.
But where was I going with this?
I don't know. You let me know. When's the Marvel train coming back?
Did we hit that joint? We were just talking about weed gets me high nowadays. No. So I'm cool with that perspective, and then them thinking that they should be in that. But so also what that needs to do is that needs to limit instances where they engage to that extent. You shouldn't be in a struggle with somebody over a traffic stop. You shouldn't be in a struggle with somebody.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
They pulled him out of the vehicle.
Okay.
And
was she alone?
No, there was a number of other officers as well.
Okay.
So they pulled him over, again, allegedly for expired registration. And then they also said that he had an air freshener hanging on his rearview mirror, which is illegal.
Okay.
And
I actually got ripped out of a car for that in Chino for the same thing.
Once they pulled him out of the car to arrest him because they ran his information, mm-hmm. found out that he had an arrest warrant for a failure to appear for a previous case. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to take you in because you have a warrant.
Yeah.
Got to go. So he was like, okay, nah. So he was in like the hands behind his back kind of position. Was not cuffed.
Okay.
Said, nah, pulled his hands out and jumped back into the car. As he was jumping back into the car, that's when the struggle ensued of trying to get him back out.
Okay.
At that point in time, the gun was out and they were trying to struggle and get him out.
Yeah.
Clearly they were losing. He was in there. And so that's when she said, taser, 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 and then pulled the trigger.
And the failure to appear was for
in possession,
murder, right?
Yeah, no. Possession of a firearm without a license.
Okay. So that gets a little scary. I get that. But I guess what I'm getting at is, like, we really need to draw a line at where violence begets violence, like where we need to initiate a struggle. If it's a failure to appear, I can understand a cop getting nervous over, well, he has a gun charge. So
it's, well, I play devil's advocate. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but I'm devil's advocate on both sides. Here why I understand the mentality.
That just makes you the devil.
Yeah, maybe. Here's why I understand the mentality of the officer that pulled the trigger. So when the gentleman got back into the car, avoiding resisting arrest, trying to flee, you're then running the risk of letting this guy into a vehicle and a chase is about to ensue.
Well, if you want to engage in a chase, I say you let him go. You know who he is.
Well, here's the thing. If you let him go, a chase ensues. He's now driving a vehicle recklessly, dangerously, and they're trying to avoid that before it even starts.
That's what I'm saying is you thoroughly let him go. You don't chase him. You let him go. He takes off.
Okay.
How far is he going to get? What's he going to do? It's like,
I don't know.
The police still think that this is the days of, like, what was the orange car with the rebel flag on it?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Thank you. They still think like they're going to have to jump over logs and creeks to, like, it's like, let him go.
He's
going to
get away.
He's not going to flee to Mexico over this. He's got a stack more of charges now. I really don't think we need to chase everybody over everything unless it's a violent offense. Like,
that is very forward thinking. That's definitely
that's
out
not
of
what
box
took place.
Thinking.
Gotcha.
No, I kind of understand. I would want to explore that idea a little bit more.
Okay.
I would definitely want to explore that and say, like,
well, you know, I'm,
at what instance do you just, like, oh, they're leaving. All right. Well, we saw them last and we'll put on an APB and, you know, so on and so forth.
Like,
we'll find them.
Yeah.
So I get that. I also get, again, not wanting a chase to ensue.
Correct.
So trying to stop it from the beforehand. I get the stress and tension of the struggle of trying to get him out of the vehicle. I get all that.
I also get that jumping back into a driver's side is now in possession of a dangerous weapon.
Yes.
Because he could fly backwards into your car, slam over. He could decide. At that point, he's got, you know.
Yeah. He's so reckless.
I see that nervousness too. Yeah.
Yeah. So then also, when you have the officer who had the gun, now, here's where I'm going to be like, okay, let's give it where it's due. It was an accident. Let's say that it was truly an accident, and I'm entertaining the notion that it was an accident.
Okay.
Because she did follow the procedure of firing a taser, acknowledging that she's about to fire a taser, pulls the trigger. The taser didn't go off. It was a gun.
Yeah.
And the dude drove off. And her first reaction was, oh, shit, I shot him.
Okay.
Like, genuine shock of, like, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thing, though. You have to be punished, period. You killed somebody.
Yeah.
Whether you had justification to shoot him is purely subjective. But the fact of the matter is that you shot an unarmed kid that didn't need to be shot.
Well, here's the thing. When he jumps in back into that driver's seat, is he now armed? Maybe not with a pistol,
mm-hmm.
but with a dangerous weapon.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, but that is not commune a death sentence.
Correct.
And but using a firearm is deadly force.
Yes.
You're going to discharge deadly force.
Well, and actually as a cop, you're trained to, if you shoot, to execute, because, like, living victims tend to, like, sue.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Okay, makes sense. But even then, okay, so she's either subconsciously racist and pulled her gun, and she's got to pay the price for that. Or It was a genuine accident.
Yes.
And she fucked up.
Which would be the manslaughter 2 charge.
She's got to be convicted for that too.
Yeah.
Either way, she's got to pay the price. We can't allow precedent of an officer discharging their weapon, accidentally killing somebody, and then the community be like, oh, it was cool. You know what? Accidents happen.
Yeah.
But you served 26 years for the community. We're going to look past this one instance. You can't have that.
Look,
you got to have a zero tolerance approach to this type of execution. It was just one shot. So she thought it was a taser. Again, allegedly, she thought it was a taser. So she pulled the trigger once, shot him once because it thought just the taser gets one shot. And then he drove off.
Yeah.
So one shot. I.
Jesus, she's probably got the best shot in any police department in the country.
I'm willing to lend more.
Do you feel like it was an accident? From what
I'm trying to say is that percentage wise,
you're 51% accident.
I'm more lenient to the idea that it was a genuine accident.
It feels like it.
It feels like it.
Okay.
But here's my problem. You are a 26-year veteran on the force who didn't know they had their handgun in their hand.
Yes.
How is that not a problem?
So here's where I'm at with that. 26 years experience is not 26 years experience in high tense, one of us might die situations.
That's true. But we don't know how many situations she's found herself.
As we started this conversation, however her age is, that is her experience with dominant arm.
Yes.
Okay? Your firearm's always on your dominant side. Your taser's always on your weak side.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you go to reach down, you know that.
Yeah.
When you're looking down the barrel of a gun, she shot her target. That means she looked at...
Even with her peripherals, she would know, like... This gun is black. My taser is yellow.
Not just that, but when you're looking down the sight of a handgun.
I don't think she did look down the sight. I think she just
nailed
him. Well, she nailed him because all you need is a taser. You don't need to be accurate with a taser. You just got to make sure it connects.
No. Well, what I'm saying is she took aim of a target.
Well, looking at the video, I don't think she did.
Oh, I didn't see the video. I'm actually completely ignorant, oblivious of this case.
For those at home, just imagine me. So she had her left arm holding the guy like,
oh, okay.
And while she was struggling with her left, oh, here we go. While she was struggling with her left, she just had like this.
Oh.
So she wasn't even looking.
Oh.
This is so awkward. So as she was doing that, she wasn't even looking with her right hand. It was just kind of there.
Yeah.
And you could tell by the angle from the body cam that she wasn't looking down.
So
the side.
Now here's my questions. I'll have to watch the video. When she grabbed him, did she pull the weapon then, or did she switch her hand? So possibly she switched her hand, the pistol, to her weak hand to grab him with his strong hand. And then at that moment, she's like, oh, this is my weak hand. It must be my taser. Do you see what I'm saying?
Maybe. So, I got to rewatch the video to see if that switch off happens.
I pull my pistol right here, right?
Right.
And then you start to flee, and I go, oh, my God. And I grab, I go, bow.
Right, right.
And I go, oh, fuck. It was in my left hand, so I thought, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there's room to...
To figure that out.
I don't want to say empathize, but I guess it's just benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
There's room to give benefit
and
of the doubt.
We still have to do that for law enforcement because we don't want them to withdraw completely. We still need them to point guns at bad people.
Absolutely. And I think in this instance, I think I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the officer to say it was a genuine accident.
But what I do like that's taking place here is I do like that when something happens, that the police department is reacting accordingly and then giving those choices in that room to explore to the judicial part of our system, which never used to take place. Police used to execute people on purpose or by accident and then take care of it within their own, and it would never make it to a court.
Right. So the second-degree manslaughter charge came from a neighboring police department, the police something... Neighboring location that had nothing to do with the internal department involved.
That was probably by choice by someone high up, I'm sure.
Sure. But I think the second degree manslaughter, I was waiting to see what they were going to charge her with. And I think this is probably the most accurate given the circumstance.
I think she gets off based on the conversation we had.
I think she's going to get off as well. I don't think she should.
But again, I'm excited that we're finally at a place in our society that's kind of no longer up to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I like seeing these trials, and I like that these cops are getting arrested and then most of them remaining behind bars up until the trial.
Sure.
I don't think the trials are going to work out for the you know, the benefit of the people who want to see his cops put away. I think it's going to have to be a very obvious, extenuating case of like a genuinely innocent person losing their life.
No, that's happened before as well.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm just saying, I think it's going to have to be like their record's going to have to be perfectly clean cut. And then the fucking, not execution, the incident, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is going to have to be so blatant obvious. And all the stars are going to have to align before someone actually does real time over these things.
I hope so. But I think we're on the right track. I think, like you said, a number of things are starting to line up and we're making that progress. I think she's going to get off. And I think the more important trial, not to belittle Dante Wright, but to say the more impactful resolution is going to come from the Derek Chauvin trial.
Correct.
And we'll see if Minneapolis burns once they come across for a verdict for that.
What's up?
Do you think that?
Oh, you're going to talk. You're going to talk on the mic.
People can't hear you. It sucks. Listen to podcasting.
Facts.
Okay.
Stop touching.
Do you think it matters that she's a girl that she got charged right away, and other like police officers that are guys, they're still like in trial or never got charged?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say no.
No, I think that there is, she's not a white male.
Yeah.
And I think that white men can get away with way more than anything in a police department.
I agree to that.
So I think that they came down hard and swift on her.
To make an example.
No, not necessarily, but just that she wasn't a white man. I think if she was a white man up there 26 years, I think he'd be at home right now.
Interesting.
I do think that. I think you're. I don't know if you thought that, but you posing that question to me indicates that that's a thought that you've had, and I agree with you 1,000,000%.
And I appreciate a woman's perspective on that because I did not.
Do you feel like that? Do you feel like because she wasn't a white man?
I think she was a woman, and I think because she wasn't a white.
I think just because she wasn't a white man, because I think if she was a black dude or a black woman, it would be the same thing right now.
Yeah, well, the guy George Floyd, they're in trial instead of just straight.
No, he's in jail.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh, no, yeah, but they're doing trial.
Yeah, she'll get her day in trial, too.
Yeah, yeah. She'll go through the process as well.
But he didn't get arrested in the amount of time that she did.
Yeah, this was like 2 days.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely believe that. There was something with the girl who thought she entered her apartment and was the wrong apartment.
Oh, yeah, that woman in Texas. Yeah, yeah.
It was a black guy black in neighbor. His lobby, in yeah. his living room.
Yep.
Yeah.
White female.
Yeah, and I think she was in jail because she wasn't a white man.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so let's continue on with more things. So you didn't watch... Go ahead.
I did want to ask you, though, about the Derek Chauvin trial. Have you looked at any of it? It's all on YouTube.
I've been watching... I have not been watching it religiously.
No, yeah.
I've been following it. I think the prosecution gave a fantastic case. I think they're rebutting, whatever... I think they're fighting the defense really well as well.
Yeah.
The defense has an absolute bullshit standing.
Yeah, premise.
Premise, yeah. And the prosecution is just tearing them apart.
Yeah, I can't gauge the most interesting character of this whole... Now, what I do is I'm separating the case from what happened, okay? This is a whole new show to me. And I can't figure out the defense lawyer. Like...
Who it is?
No. I'm trying to get, like... He's so composed sometimes,
yeah,
and in order and accurate. And then other times, it's like Wile E. Coyote up there. I can't figure out like if he has not integrity, but like when you're good about what you do.
Yeah.
Anyways, if someone is incompetent, I can't figure out
if he's incompetent.
If he's competent or incompetent.
Right.
Because sometimes he's like all about it. He's got it down. And the other times, like I say, he's just all over the place and he shuffles through his notes when he's buying time.
I think he knows deep down that he's fucking guilty.
That he's fucked. Well, yeah. Imagine that. But I mean, you're still a defense lawyer.
You're still a defense lawyer. You're doing your job.
Yeah, your job.
I think deep down he knows like, dude, this is a really hard case. Like, this is bad.
Did you see him do the, he tried to do like some sort of plea to allow Floyd's previous arrests and incidents to be allowed in? And the judge was just like, no, you're insinuating that the coroner says that he died of these things. And in that case, it would be relative.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Stop asking me this.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see him also tell the medic, like she was being a smart ass to the defense?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, jury, step out, please. And he turned around and he like snapped on her.
Yeah.
So the judge is...
She was being sassy.
She was a sassy bitch. She was trying to make it about her, huh?
I don't think she was making it about her. I think she was definitely, you know, offended by, you know, not going the way that she had hoped while she was there on the scene. And now she was kind of coming back for some payback.
Yeah.
You know, for Chauvin.
Also, judge's mask. Did you see it?
Again, I'm not watching it. I watched the highlights in the news.
It looks like...
I'm hearing on talk radio.
It looks like leather. First of all, like a Native American made it.
Sure.
It also looks like it has no strings. It's like he sets it.
He's like Bane?
Yes!
Judge Bane?
Yes. And the judge, by the way, by all means, seems to be really
fair. Guilty! Yeah.
I was born on a stand. But anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
But so I just can't figure out this defense attorney. Like, it baffles. I love watching him for my own personal, like.
I can't stand him. And it's because, like, motherfucker, you know he's guilty. Yeah, I know you're doing your job. But bitch, you know he's guilty.
You've never needed a defense attorney before. I hired the worst. Remember the last attorney? He just was like, all right, look, here's our plan. We're going to plead guilty to everything. I'm going to try to get you the least amount of time. I'm like.
Thanks.
And you're going to keep my money, right?
Okay, so you saw the George Floyd video. You have not seen the Dante Wright video.
No.
But you have seen the Paul Pierce video.
I have.
Okay, so I have not seen the Paul Pierce video. So Paul Pierce, former Celtic, right?
Correct.
He used to be played for the Celtics basketball?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know.
Primarily.
He was fired from ESPN
due
to a raunchy Instagram post.
It wasn't that raunchy.
How raunchy was it?
Very little.
Really?
So what it was...
Like to motion standards or like to evangelical standards?
Well, all right. Well, that's two ends of the spectrum, bro. No, well, to my standards, it wasn't raunchy at all.
What was in it?
Okay, so this is what it was. So it was him. If you can imagine, you're taking like a selfie, right?
Oh, I can totally imagine. Head, take me with you.
Your head is 80% of the selfie, right?
Lovely.
And then he moves it over a little so you can see a little bit of a girl twerking on the floor in, I guess, like underwear and in a bra.
Harmless.
Right? And she's twerking on the floor. And then there's like, you could kind of see a guy like throwing a little bit of money on her. And then he comes back around and they're playing poker.
Okay.
Oh, twerking. And the whole time one girl's giving him a massage, rubbing his back.
Oh, okay.
And he's smoking a blunt in a state where it was legal.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and he's smoking a blunt. Correct. Thank you.
Yes.
So, and it was like all of but maybe 8 seconds long. He's just having a good time with his homies. They're playing poker.
Blunts, twerking, poker, and the stripper money gun.
Yeah. No, not the gun. Just the guy. Okay. Anyways.
That was me taking liberty.
So, like, all right. So.
So that's raunchy.
Yeah.
So he got fired?
He got fired from ESPN because of that.
So ESPN was like, hey, this is not fitting our profile.
Correct.
So they fired him.
So, and this is the question that, like, so there's nothing illegal going on.
Yeah.
At least not in the video.
Yeah.
And nothing really, to me, I don't know. I didn't see anything wrong with the video. But here's the thing. ESPN, I thought if it was ESPN, kind of overreacted.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that ESPN's owned by the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
The mouse has a profile, bro.
Yeah. Disney is very protective of its brand.
But here's what I wanted to know.
Yep.
Is if, like, the churro guy at Disneyland posted the same video, would he have been fired?
If he was representing Disney, if he was wearing, like, his...
No, no, no. And Disneyland. Paul Pierce wasn't.
Right.
I'm just saying the guy, like...
Yeah, technically, I think Disney could if they wanted to.
And here's why it's a stupid comparison.
Yeah.
Because the churro guy probably has like 800 followers.
Sure.
Paul Pierce might have, I don't know, a million.
Yeah.
So that's not a fair comparison. But what I meant was like, what is the jurisdiction of a company over you and your social media?
Mm.
When does it cross on and off hours?
I was thinking about this on the way over here because I remember you telling me about the topic.
Okay.
And if the employee goes into a working relationship with an understanding that they are going to be a representative of said company, correct, brand, whatever, then you're kind of under the impression that I'm always on, especially as a celebrity. You're never off.
Correct.
You're always on. And if your social media is going to be representative of your working relationship, then I can see why ESPN could fire him.
But then you would have to be, as an employer, very clear, not to say that they weren't.
Yeah.
About what things you could do that would merit a termination of contract when none of those things were illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So where is that line? How much control do they have?
As it's up to the employee.
And then how far back do they get to go?
That's up to the employee.
Employee.
Okay. If I'm going to enter that working relationship with said employer, it needs to be a discussion. It's like, you know, Twitter's like, we're going to look at your Twitter 10 years back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my shit's 12. Mm. And they come back and they fire you for shit that was 12 years old. Like, hey, man, that wasn't part of the agreement. You said 10 years. Then I could see, you know, some issue. It just depends on the agreement. So well, if Paul Pierce wasn't clear about that, or if ESPN wasn't clear about that, it was just miscommunication.
As a celebrity, you wear, like, your name tag is your face.
Yeah.
The churro guy, if he wore his name tag on, like, a provocative post,
yeah,
that's the company, you know, like his.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not fair, because you have to rule across the board. You have to rule equally. You have to be fair to everybody.
No, you don't.
The churro guy can't get away with shit that other people can get away with shit.
Not if both parties were under the understanding of what the social media policy was, or what, as Paul Pierce being a celebrity, and even then, ESPN should know who the hell they're dealing with. They shouldn't be able to dictate how someone is. It's like,
correct.
It's like entering a fucking relationship with Dennis Rodman and being like, hey, man, don't be so dead Dennis Rodman-ish.
Well, you know, here's the
tone
thing.
It down.
There's two things that really piss me off about this. One is, if you're firing him for this post him doing it,
yep,
you have to admit that he was representing you while doing it.
Yeah.
All right? You don't get to punish him and then say, we had nothing to do with that.
Right.
No, you punished him for it. So maybe that was ESPN money on that poker table.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. But, you know, like, by you firing him, you almost endorsed that you were there with him when it happened, right? Because you're like, we can't be associated with this.
Yeah.
Well, nobody thought you were associated with it till you fired him.
That's true.
And then the other thing is, Paul Pierce, how old are you, dog? I'm not going to be no 48 years old going on live with fucking strippers and like.
Oh, I totally will.
Dude, you know what would happen 9 times out of 10 as opposed to this 1 out of 10 time is the bitch next to Paul Pierce goes live and catches him in the video, and then now he's in trouble.
Oh, okay. That,
you
that
see what
suck.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that would suck.
That's way more common than a grown ass fucking grandfather, fucking grandbaby having ass motherfucker. You think this is a game?
Hey, 40 years old, he wants to enjoy his 48 oldness.
Yeah, no,
however he wants.
Yeah, exactly. But just don't do it on air.
I'm not a social media. You could,
but the mouse is
the
mouse, bro.
Enjoy your social media however you wish. This reminded me of an instance where a student at a high school got in trouble because of what they posted on social media. Now, this I have a problem with.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because as a student at a public school, I don't remember if it was public or private, but for the sake of a conversation, at a public school, the school cannot punish someone that is required to attend your facility.
Okay.
So as a student, anything I do outside of class should not have any bearing on what happens at school.
Okay.
And that's because I'm a student at this facility.
Okay.
I have no choice. The school district mandates that I go to this school.
I get that.
So if the school is going to say, oh, you can't post that on social media, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Kick me out?
Are you going to kick me out? So I have a problem with, because there was no say in the relationship and how it originated.
Well, and here's the other problem is that whatever you post on social media, this is why so many kids are offing themselves and suffer from insane anxiety and depression. You're going to be judged by your peers.
Yeah.
It's going to go super fucking viral.
Yeah.
So, like, the school almost needs to pull back and be less pressure to a child going through that phase. You know what I mean?
And even then, I believe more in education than enforcement. If kids are going to do stupid shit, they're going to do stupid shit. Yeah. But if you can educate them prior, hey, the internet is forever, like Wu-Tang.
Yeah, no shit.
Then, you know, go into it conscientiously. That's the approach it should go.
I don't agree with that, because there's this girl that got accepted to like Harvard or something.
Yeah.
And was racist and posted very racist things.
Yeah.
And Harvard kicked her out because they didn't want.
She didn't have to go to Harvard.
Yeah. She knowingly going into Harvard.
High school, you have to go.
You have to go. So if you enter a relationship with an organization, you enter on their terms, and them too. If they're going to accept you, they have to accept you as you are in the same way as ESPN.
And then that girl be out dropping N-bombs with a Harvard sweater on, and that's going to hurt Harvard's brand.
Because Harvard
accepted
her.
Even though Harvard tried to organize for 2 different years a football game against Indians called, they named them the Redskins, and then lost their ass to them twice.
Since we're talking about competitive sports, I want to talk about a taco
Segway Master!
Contest. Taco eating contest. Would you enter a taco eating contest?
Fuck yeah. I wouldn't even try to win. I just enjoy as many tacos as I could for as long as I can.
Well, you could do that as long as you don't choke.
Natalie and I actually saw a taco eating contest where someone almost died, and we didn't know if he died or not. We kept checking the internet.
But the guy, it's like a famous contest thing. Uh-huh.
No, like less than a minute. Like it was.
Well, this one actually took place at a Fresno Grizzlies game. This one did that take place at a Fresno?
No, it was at Sabroso Taco Festival. But
nice, 18-year-old Marshall Hutchings.
Okay,
he filed a lawsuit just recently because he alleged that his father, Dana Hutchings, was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in an eating competition.
Oh, get the fuck out.
And he died after choking on tacos while competing in the contest during a Fresno Grizzlies game on August 13th, 2019.
So he wasn't made aware of the dangers of eating fucking bad. Didn't your mom ever tell you he needs to sue his grandma?
Well, I don't think he's suing anybody right now.
I thought he was suing the Grizzlies.
Oh, no. The son. Yeah. So, Marshall, here's the thing, Marshall. I'm super sorry for your loss. Absolutely. However, I do not believe there's any capacity here for a lawsuit. If you're going to do some stupid shit, you got to be ready for some stupid consequences.
Well, stupid games win stupid prizes. That's exactly what that is, because what was he going to win? Free tacos for a year? That's a stupid prize.
I don't know. That's kind of awesome.
It is, actually. As I said it, I was kind of like, I got a little bit of a boner.
I would enter the taco eating contest and try to win, but not at the extent of, dying.
Funny sidebar story. One time my band was hired to play a gig, and they told us all the beers and tacos we could eat and drink. Mm-hmm. And in the span of that night, I had 37 tacos. I was like 18 years old, $1.20.
Hey.
Loved it.
I could probably put away 37 tacos now.
Now I could, yeah, but now I'm not $1.20 anymore. How far in are we?
I don't know. 36.
Secret time! Can I tell you a story?
Go ahead.
All right. So, the weather girl's here too, so she can further elaborate the story.
Nice.
Sunday we go to a carnival type thing, right? Now things are kind of opening up again down in Ontario.
Looking forward to it.
Uh-huh. And we put some money in, like a little card game. And you know, carnival games now are like $20 a hit, right? Like it's impossible to play a game, right?
That's ridiculous.
So this bitch, let me start that sentence over because I don't want you guys to think I'm talking about Robot Baby. So Robot Baby goes to play a game.
Yeah.
The bitch who runs the game runs it for $40, it's a $5 game.
Nice.
I go, hey, I don't think you did that right. And she goes, yeah, no, I did that right. Look. And she kind of gives me lip. And I go, that's funny because they promote an app. And I have an app with my phone here. And it says how much credits I had before you, how much credits I have after you. And I know how much money I put in. And you took half the money. She goes, no, I didn't do it right. And I was like, is there someone else I can talk to? And she's like, yeah. And she calls the guy over, right?
Yeah.
And the only way I could describe him, you remember Louis, not CK, Louis Anderson?
Oh, yeah. Love Louis Anderson.
Dude looks just like Louis Anderson.
Maybe it was Louis Anderson.
It wasn't.
I'm not sure what he's up to these days.
It wasn't because I know Louis Anderson.
Oh, okay, good.
And I would not have. So anyway, so him and I get an argument. He checks the card, and it turns out the bitch ran us for $40 or $80.
It was 40.
$40.
Ooh.
Yeah. Runs us for $40, right?
Yeah.
So I start getting heated. He kind of tells me like, yo, bro, I'm trying to help you. I'm like, no, you're not really, right? So then I'm like livid. And then I realize at this point, I'm livid. I got, Robot Baby, I got Polly with me, I got my wife, and Bailey. And of course, I'm holding Bailey, you know?
Well, as you should, yeah.
Right? So then I'm like, instead of like acknowledging how embarrassing,
yeah.
Because when I look at Bailey, I see like a wolf.
Yeah.
Right? Because I get up, the dog goes with me where I go.
Yep.
So I don't want to see this little lopsided asshole poodle. What I want to see is a wolf. So when I walk, in my head, a wolf walks with me. So then I realized that everybody doesn't see what I see. So I give my wife the card. I go, hey, you know what? I'm saying too much. I'm about to fuck you up. Let me give my wife the card.
Yeah.
And you guys sort it out. So then they're arguing for another couple minutes. She comes back. She's like, hey, he's going to refund all our credits on the thing. And I go, well, that's kind of bullshit. Because these are carnival games. They already rape us for them.
Yeah.
She took $40 from us.
Yeah.
I don't want new credit. I want my $40 back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because what are we going to do? We're going to win another fucking $1.50 stuffed animal for $40 more bucks?
Yep.
I'm like, no, fuck that. And then he goes, I can't do that, blah, 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 I can't do that. So he takes us back to where we get the card.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, that guy's not my fucking boss. What do you want, bro? What do you need? And I go, I spent this much money on the card. He takes cash out, gives it to me.
Nice.
And so I turn around to the fucking Louis Anderson motherfucker, and I go, hey, dude, why was I even fucking talking? And then he starts laughing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get why he's laughing, because people have been laughing at him his whole life.
Yeah.
And he knows that hurts him. So he thinks if he laughs at me.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, dude, look, I don't know where the fuck you're from. But if someone's like obviously upset and you laugh at them where the fuck I'm from, you get fucked up for that shit.
Yeah.
So then I start telling people in line, hey, you guys, watch your cards. These fuckers try to steal. These faggots will steal $40 from you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just start going in on them, right?
Yeah.
And then that, like, and the kids pull me away. And we're going home. We got all our cash back and everything.
And a couple stuffed animals.
Yeah. And we got like some lemonades and like little things here and there. And the kids are like, hey, we got off. We won. We got everything for free. We got our money back.
Yeah.
They got to play games. They got to go on rides. And we're walking away, and then halfway through, I go, no, fuck that. Why the fuck are we? No one, first of all, no one told us to leave. We don't got to leave. Desi still wanted to play a game. Paul still wanted to do something. I was like, no, fuck that. And now we're on house money, bitches. Let's go. So then we go. We get a couple more credits, play a couple more games. Nobody fucks with us. But, yeah, it was pretty upsetting, man.
I could tell.
I was livid.
That was the story.
And then we get back in the car, right?
Who hurt you?
The guy. He laughed at me when I was upset. So, or where do you want me to start? You need a list? So then we get in the car, you know, I was like, hey, sorry, guys, you know, about that shit. But, like, you can't let people take advantage of you like that. And then, like, the guy worked me. He really did work me. Like, and then and I was like, you know, I did this whole thing so we got a family day. Like, the kids didn't necessarily want to go. I fucking made everybody go. All I wanted to do was make my wife happy.
Yeah.
I go, and now she's not really talking to me. And she goes, honestly, I thought he would have deserved it if you fucked him up when he started laughing. I go, why didn't you say something?
That would be the perfect time to gaslight me right there.
All right. Did I misrepresent any part of that story?
No.
Okay, cool.
Bad. Accurate. Fantastic. All right. It sounds like you need a nice walk in a creepy neighborhood.
I want to start over.
So this is creepy neighborhood. A couple found some speakers making nature sounds creepily hidden around the neighborhood.
Oh, I know about this place.
You heard about this
thing? Is it in Florida?
I have no idea.
Does Truman live there?
I didn't write that part down.
Does Truman live there?
Maybe. So this guy on TikTok, he was perusing his neighborhood. He was like, what the fuck? Like, I hear these bird sounds.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds dark. Like the same birds. Like, what the hell's going on? So he started walking around the neighborhood. And he found speakers
that's
in the ground, like the rock ones. Mm-hmm. And they were playing bird sounds on loop.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is super creepy. This is not normal. And everyone else on TikTok was gassing him up. And like, fuck that. You got to get the hell out of there. That's like get out shit. So he put it on TikTok and it became like a public debate of, hey, this is not normal, right?
No, yeah.
I'm on the opposite side. I'm like, that's awesome. Like having your neighborhood have like an internal soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Yeah. It's like going to, it's like having your own Disneyland.
Yeah, but who's controlling it?
I don't know.
If you don't know.
You don't know what Disneyland either.
No, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but do you?
I don't know, man. I accidentally ended up in the town in Florida where they did the Truman Show.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I would imagine like a place like that, like I pulled over to get gas and they had no snacks. And they're like, we only do fresh produce, sir. And I'm like, all right.
Weirdo.
Yeah. And I like got to asking the guy questions because they don't have, no two houses are alike. It's like a perfect town.
Yeah, yeah.
And they take pride in that. And so I could see a place like that happen. But then like you would want to be made aware of that. That is.
Oh, yeah. At least me being aware. I want to knowingly move into that kind of situation. If I just stumbled across it, I'm like, okay. He goes,
no wonder our HOA is $800 a month.
Yeah, we got to pay for these fees. Yeah, I would want to know, like, next question is, like, okay, well, what else is installed
you know what I would
that
do?
We don't know about?
I would download a Bluetooth scanner. I would find out which device
is. Oh, and hijack it?
And then I would play shit like that, you know? Like,
yeah, like at nighttime?
And then I go, shit like that. Like, I wouldn't.
That would be cool. I want to hijack the neighborhood speakers.
But also the rocks with speakers, they look like rocks made for speakers. They don't look like rocks.
No, they don't.
So if you've been walking by these rocks for years, you're the fool.
You're the idiot. Didn't notice sooner. Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of toys. You know what's not a toy?
Pistols.
Sex toys.
What do you mean they're not a toy?
So Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades fame, she and an advocacy group are advocating for sex toys.
Okay.
No longer to be called sex toys.
Which one?
They've been saying that for too long, sexual health has been poorly marketed, hyper-aggressive, and highly gendered. And this is not a toy campaign. So this is not a toy campaign.
Oh, which, I get it.
Yeah. Which encourages women to post photos of their vibrators on social media. That's fun.
Right.
Often the use of language surrounding sexual products is antiquated, gender-specific, and belittling. Vibrators and devices have been called toys, a connotation that trivializes their basic benefit.
No, it's because you play with them.
To provide stimulation that improves sexual wellness and feelings of well-being. I think it's a non-argument here.
Wait, and also, is that the girl who acted in the movie?
Yeah.
So because she was in a movie about sex, now she's a sex expert?
Sexpert? Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. I would like to talk to Captain America about how those girls fucked them up.
I mean, I get where they're coming from. They provide some type of sexual wellness, some well-being health benefits in sexual stimulation. So I get where they're coming from. It's like, it's not a toy. We're not just fucking around. We're not playing.
You are.
But you kind of are.
You're playing with yourself.
In the same way that you go out.
Or playing with your spouse.
Well, yeah. But I mean, in the same way that you go out and play a sport.
Yeah.
Yes, you are exercising. You're playing soccer. You're running. You're swimming. Whatever. It's all well-being, but you are also playing.
Yeah.
So it's not an entirely bad thing. I get where they're coming from as far as like trivializing the connotation of the word toy associated with the seriousness of it. But I think it's a non-argument.
It's also not that serious because without it, almost nothing happens. Like the games, like the sports you were talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's so ridiculous when athletes take themselves so serious because you're playing a game.
Yeah.
You're playing a game. Like without you, doesn't shit change?
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
You didn't invent anything. You didn't make anything. You don't provide any service to my life.
Yeah.
I like rooting for LA because I'm from LA. If there was no sports, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't have the idea of rooting for LA.
Yeah.
I would still be the same cat.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're playing. It's playing. It's not. You know,
it's okay to say you're playing.
Yeah.
And it's
you
okay.
You think this is a game? Sorry.
and it's okay to use sex
but
toys
also,
as a toy.
And also like it's the one sense of fun that an adult has.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing that an adult can play. Like stop making it a serious fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
Don't put when you do that, you act like Mr. Kellogg. You act like those fucking evangelists we're talking about. You put all this weight on something that is like fun.
Yeah.
And you make it something that it isn't.
Yeah.
And also, you're an actress, dummy. Like, we don't have to. Hollywood, shut the fuck up.
Well, she's a spokesperson. I see where you're coming from.
She made herself a spokesperson.
She made herself a spokesperson because she partnered with the organization. If I'm not mistaken, the advocacy group, his name is MOV or MOD.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
One of the two.
Me either.
MOD, MOUDE. But yeah, I get where she's coming from. I think utilizing a well-known spokesperson to drive the point home. I think her starring in that film lends some conversation starters to relationship of the dynamic of what we're talking about. So I get it. But the larger picture of sex toys not being called toys anymore, again, not really a thing. I think if you want to call it a toy, call it a toy.
Imagine
if you want to take it serious, take it serious. If you want to make it a sport, make it a sport. I want to see that.
I would be upset like that I just got out the sign industry the year that all the adult toy stores have to change their signs because they're no longer adult toy stores.
Yeah.
I missed out on $1 billion.
Why can't there be an adult Toys R Us?
That's what it is.
That's what it should be, right? I mean, what's so bad about that? As an adult, I'd be psyched to go to an adult Toys R Us.
I heard an interesting concept that had something to do with what you said a couple sentences ago about her being utilized. As in, like, there's a movement and you use somebody who's prominent to get your movement, to get track going,
yeah.
Right? And what I heard was, there's no longer the ability or space and time and room to shame someone for being used to create something, right? Like them using her to put some sort of legitimacy behind their movement or just a way for people to notice them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the stance that was taken was that if you're not able to be used, you're fucking useless.
That's true.
So get out the way. And I and hearing that, it really, like, it brought some thoughts to my head. Like, the ability to be used, and is it something that you should be shamed for anymore, or does it mean that you're just up in your stock?
You're valuable.
Right?
You carry some amount of value where people want to use you. I'm okay with that.
Right? So, yeah me too.
Unless you're Paul Pierce and you get fired for it, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, they'll just use someone else, someone who acts appropriately.
So for those of you who follow the internet, I wanted to introduce a new segment.
What?
That I think would be a lot of fun.
All right.
So I've been seeing a lot of articles, and they always tie back to Reddit. And besides Wall Street Bets, there's a thread called Am I the Asshole? Okay. AITA. So with people on Reddit, they'll come onto this message board, and they'll say, am I the asshole?
Uh-huh.
And they'll provide like a scenario mm-hmm. in which they're asking other Reddit users to kind of comment. It's like, yeah, you're kind of an asshole for that.
All right.
So.
And then the people absorb the information and they change.
Yes.
All right.
So we're gonna take one of those am I the assholes.
Okay.
And we're going to contribute the official social nuisance position of whether or not you are an asshole for this.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Am I the asshole?
Yes. Sorry. Sorry. A little trigger happy. Go ahead.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife I won't cut off my childhood friend over a comment he made about her? So the argument started last night when me and my friend Osti, what the fuck? You should not have any friends named Osti, first and foremost.
And if you did, you shouldn't. That's obviously a one-off person. You probably shouldn't list them in your fucking complaint about them.
Yeah. Me and Osti were talking to each other on FaceTime while my wife was in the kitchen. Osti was eating his third bag of chips, and the conversation, as far as I could remember, was like this.
They're obviously high as fuck.
Hey, this is your third bag of chips. You need to watch your weight. How can you eat all that all by yourself? He replies, I'm hungry, I guess. Okay, but you got to be careful, man. You might become fat. Yeah, well, not as fat as that hog of a wife you married.
Oh,
hey, leave her the fuck alone. Yeah, she's gained a few pounds, but she's currently on a diet and was able to come up with a workout routine to help her lose weight. Sure, sure. And are you happy with your current shit life with her, or are you waiting until she loses those few pounds? You're such a goddamn simp. You know that? And that's the conversation ended, and then the wife came in, and she was fucking pissed. So the conversation is now with... The husband in this sense, he did not cut off this friend.
Yeah.
She started crying, calling me an enabler, saying I had no issue with people disrespecting her, and then she stopped talking to me.
So there's...
Am I the asshole?
There's a couple things that happened.
I'm going to say yes.
Wait, why do you say he's the asshole?
Yeah, dude, someone's talking shit about your wife. Like, regardless if they're your close friend, what have you.
I say he's the asshole for a different reason.
Okay. Let me finish my thought.
Yes, so yes.
He's the asshole. If you marry someone, you are like on their team no matter what, especially when it comes down to a personal attack. Even if it's like poking fun, a personal attack is a personal attack, regardless if it's in jest, because every joke contains a small amount of truth. And in
not
this,
necessarily.
A little bit.
If it hits home, then it does.
Well, he's talking about his wife, so that hits pretty close to home.
No, the only reason it hit home is because she is, in fact, gaining weight. That's why she took offense to it.
Yes. I can see
because
that.
Because if it was off base and she wasn't gaining weight, then she'd be like, this dude's an idiot. Doesn't make any sense.
But it's still a personal attack. So
but the truth, what I'm saying is the truth is, the bit of truth was that she is gaining weight.
Okay. And if
that's so, where.
If so, I would not allow my friend
to
talk in such a manner.
Correct.
About my wife.
Yes.
Gaining weight. If she's gaining weight, that's different. How you go about that conversation.
Yes.
Totally different. Calling her a fucking hog.
Yeah. Well, see.
Oh, that's a stat.
This is where my perspective. This is where my perspective is going to make sense to you.
Okay. Snip, snip. I would cut off that guy, and you are the asshole for not going there.
And then here's my take. Motion's take. You are the asshole. And you are the asshole because of this reason. You can't see that your friend is obviously responding to an attack you made on him. You hurt his feelings. Whether or not you thought you were carefully talking to him, or whether or not you thought you were being sweet to him or looking out for him, you told him he was going to get fat for what he's doing.
That's true.
He obviously, again, maybe you're being sweet, maybe not. There was a hint of truth to it.
Yeah.
He took offense to it. You hurt him, so now he's swinging back at you.
Yeah, hurt people too.
So that's all it was. So what matters most to you? Your wife. Boom. He goes after her.
Yeah.
And the reason that she took offense to it was because a little bit of truth about what he said.
Yeah.
So everybody in the room is fucking heated now because you were an asshole.
That, you know what? Well done.
Right?
Oh, I'm clapping that.
So at the end of the day, we both agree. The social nuisance stand is that you, in fact, my friend, are an asshole.
You are
it just turns out you're an asshole to everybody.
Well, I did not expect, like, man.
But now it makes sense about the fat hog comment.
Yeah, you're doubly an asshole. What a dick.
Right? He called your wife a hog because he was reacting because he was hurt.
Yeah. What a dick. Mm-hmm. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. And by the way, don't name your fucking friends if they got weird-ass one-off names, you piece of shit. Third reason you're an asshole.
Thirdly, asshole reasons. So I don't got any you know what's this week, so we'll just close with that.
Oh, I got one quick one.
You got one. I got nothing.
You know what?
I had one, but I didn't write it down, but it was pretty funny. Continue. What?
I thoroughly regret in life never buying that pair of Sauconys. Is it Saucony or Saucony? S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.
The fuck is that?
The shoes. Saucony.
A Saucony?
Saucony.
Judges?
Saucony. Saucony.
Saucony. They're Googling it right
now. Dude, they were shoes that when we were in our late teens.
Oh, now I got to Google it.
Dude.
C-A.
Right here, boom.
S-A?
That black one.
The fuck are those?
You don't remember those?
No.
Dude.
They're kind of fresh, though.
They are, right? They went out of business. They were like around from when we were like 16.
Okay.
There's a bunch of weird ones now. Now you can see why they went out of business. But that black pair.
They look
when
like...
When we were like 16 and 21, they were out.
They look like some Cortezes.
Yeah, right? Don't they?
Yeah.
So...
Swap me Cortezes? That's why they're Swaconies? Swaponies?
Swaconies? S-A-U-C-O-N-Y...
I've had a soaps. You ever hear of soaps?
Yeah.
Dude, soaps are my grind on fucking jam, dude.
Yeah.
I had soaps. I looked them up the other year.
Yeah.
It was not recent. It was a long time ago. I looked them up like, dude, I want a fucking pair of soaps. They only had children's sizes and I was pissed.
I never did ever own a pair of skate shoes.
No?
Nope.
Oh, man. They're as comfy as hell.
That was my only one, though.
So comfy. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you, subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name's Madden, and that's the Main Man Motion, and we'll see y'all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Love y'all.
Still trying to buy time while I get the fucking outro music. Not working. Fuck.
Wombats poop cubes.
Wombats poop. I did know that.
Yeah.
If you could, hold on. If you could poop in any shape, what would it be?
Well, I thought triangle till you said triangle's a bad idea.
Triangles would be like pooping jacks. And
then
I'm pretty
I went
sure it's
like
it's gonna, that's going
to
hurt.
Oh, but what if you pick your shape, but you don't get to pick which way it comes out?
Oh.
I was thinking like rhombus trapezoid, but that's assuming it comes out long way down. What about you? What shape you got?
If I could poop in any shape, it would probably be like one of those like ridiculously angled. So it isn't like not an octagon. But like, I don't know, what's an 80-sided?
Oh yeah, like a compass, like one of those stars.
Yeah,
that'd be rad. If you did that, I would walk around following you from your poops, and I would throw it at people like your favorite chimpanzee from the LA Zoo.
As you should.
I would catch a poop star in the face, bro. Chinese ninja shit star.